T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We make a lot of jokes on this show.
Oh, yeah. Everything's a big goddamn joke to you.
And like, here's the thing. Sometimes those jokes can get ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I promise, what this man did to himself is so ridiculous, you could not make up this story if you tried.
I can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 to BCMF. We're going to jump right into this story, and I'm going to read you this police report from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department word for word.
Okay.
It comes from the Brockport area. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Quote, victim reports that he was at his apartment with 2 prostitutes he knows only as Nicole and Rochelle.
Okay.
The victim and the 2 women decided they would all take a trip together to Tractor Supply.
Why not?
We're going to stop the story right there. Now, personally, I've never been with a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure if you're spending money on something like this,
mm-hmm.
you don't take part of that time to go to the Tractor Supply.
What if you need one more hoe?
I took my prostitutes to the Tractor Supply is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song. Tommy, you remember how that one goes, right?
I headed to the Tractor Supply with my 2 hoes. Got me a garden weasel. Ran it over both of them.
So back to the
now
story.
Now I'm in jail.
So back to the story. Again, you have a man with 2 prostitutes and he's taking them to the Tractor Supply.
Yes.
Okay. The victim was unable to find his primary set of car keys, so he grabbed his spare. He parked his 2015 Honda Civic at the Burger King lot and went to the store for about 15 minutes alone.
Wait, where were the girls?
The 2 women left in the car.
Okay.
So let's pause the story again.
All right. So he left the girls in the car.
Okay. Right. Tommy, Kimmy.
Yeah.
What do you think happened when this man went into the Tractor Supply leaving those 2 women in his car?
Well, they obviously had the other set of keys. That's the ones he couldn't find?
Yeah, I'm guessing he came out and his truck was no longer there.
When he left the store, he was surprised to find Nicole, Rochelle, and his Honda all missing.
All right.
That was the quote for the report, by the way. He was surprised.
2 hoes and a Honda.
But it says in the
There's
police report.
There's your Hallmark movie of the week.
He says in the police report he was surprised. You were surprised? Why did you leave surprised? That's the least surprising part.
These girls steal?
Oh, my God.
Does he say what he went in the store for?
Uh-huh. No, it doesn't. It does not say.
Because I would really like to know that information. Like, what he had to stop and get.
And no, he didn't stop. They were at his house. He left
He made a run.
Yes.
With 2 prostitutes.
Well, whatever. What he went in there for.
The fact that the car was missing is not surprising. What is surprising is taking 2 women who you're paying for to a field trip to the Tractor Supply Company. So, from a crime standpoint, you hit it on the head, Tommy. It seems pretty clear these women took his primary keys and used it to steal his car.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is when you stand back and look at the story,
yeah.
he gave them a better plan than what it seems they came up with himself.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't have to try too hard.
No.
So, like, they obviously took his keys at his house.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they were waiting for him to turn his back. Maybe they were waiting for him to fall asleep or get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
But he handed them a gift.
Yes.
He said, let's all go out in my car. And he doesn't even get suspicious when he can't find his set of keys. How does this all happen?
I feel bad for
What do you
do
feel bad for?
Because he's a sad soul.
Okay. Bro, you got 2 prostitutes.
I know.
All right? Like, that's a risk in itself.
That's costing you, too. What?
Well, I mean, we don't know what kind of... I mean, you know, there's
even the low cost.
Okay. You brought 2 women you're paying for into your home, which is a dangerous proposition.
By the way, I wonder if he did bang them at some point, or this is his pre-bang.
Do they sell condoms at Tractor Supply? I'm not kidding. I'm asking. Is it like a Walmart, or is it only...
Yeah, they sell Dickies. Quality brand of condoms. These are work condoms. Also have a
Hold it for your hammer.
What did you need a tractor supply that you took to prostitutes?
Maybe you needed pet food.
Okay, yeah, they do have a lot of pet supplies.
Yeah. You know, I can't feed the
dog. Okay, but like, the most heartbreaking part of this story is having to report it.
Yeah, that's what I was, like, when he got out into the parking lot and realized they stole his car, how long did it take him to decide to call the police? Because you had to be weighing that in your head.
And you had to tell him everything you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's paint the scenario, the picture of him walking out of the tractor supply. Again, we're talking about a man in the Brockport area who, according to the police, had two prostitutes, took the prostitutes on a trip to the tractor supply, couldn't find his primary set of car keys, grabbed his backup, went into the tractor supply alone. When he came back out, the two prostitutes, according to police, had taken his car. Kimmy, he walked out of that tractor supply shop.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at his car or where it used to be.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, he parked in an adjacent parking lot. If this is the Tractor Supply, I believe it is. I think the Burger King is across the street.
Sounds like it.
Okay. You know he's thinking, I thought I parked my car there.
Mm-hmm.
My car has to be around here somewhere.
Yeah, you look around.
Yeah. Then you have to come up with explanations in your head that aren't, they've stolen my car. Maybe they're in the drive-thru of the Burger King.
Okay. Yeah,
but
okay.
Wait a minute, so I have my keys. It? Well, you know what? Maybe they went somewhere else and they'll be back in a second.
Yeah.
Kimmy, how long do you think that man waited for his car to come back before he called the police?
Solid 30 minutes.
That's what I was thinking.
30?
30 would be the max.
Yeah.
And then when the cops come, think about this. So the cops roll up, right? And you have to explain to the police, to the cops, what happened.
Yeah.
They have to be laughing.
Oh, you can't laugh in the guy's face.
I think they laugh.
No.
As a matter of fact, I think they pull the radio out and make you repeat it to the chief. They're laughing so hard. Say it again. Tell them about the part where you went looking for your car and you got a truck. By the way, what did we get? Oh, Dickies. Okay. Yeah, it would have to be. God bless police, because I'd be losing it, man.
Every level of this tale is embarrassing, because when you're talking to the police, one, you have to admit, like you said, you're with prostitutes to the police officer. And you had two of them, which sounds like a party until you change the story to we took them to the tractor supply. Then you have to admit you ignored the massive red flag that your keys were missing, and you left them alone in your car, and you parked far enough away that no one would be suspicious watching those women drive away without you. He was an accessory to his own larceny.
Yes.
Well, come on, man.
Oh, God.
Come on. Yeah, now I feel bad for him.
I do. It's a sad sack, man.
But you did it to yourself.
Hey, do you think he went out for snacks?
Maybe.
He went to Burger King. He could have just eaten a burger.
Well, no, but maybe he wanted, like, beef jerky.
That's exactly. You've had some Brockport jerky. Now you want some beef jerky. Well, they're both dried meat and very salty.
Here's the only thing that would make this story less embarrassing. If they asked him to go to the tractor supply.
Okay.
Like, they needed something there, and he's was
trying. What do two prostitutes need a tractor supply?
Yeah, it seems like a random one. I guess. Okay.
Again.
You go in. Yeah.
Hey, I need this thing. And he was trying to be good guy.
Yeah.
To the two prostitutes. Yeah, no problem. I'll go do that for you. And they ripped him off. Like, I hope this was a kind-hearted gesture on his part.
Hey, darling. You want to run up to tractor supply and get me a trailer hitch? I got to knob somebody tonight. I want to practice. I don't need an old backup blast or anything.
Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Mark. He's on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, so no prostitute-related items at the tractor supply at all. I don't know what they were doing there.
Okay.
But here's the thing. That's the primary set of keys. So you know that they went back and robbed them, too.
Oh, the house keys. Oh,
that's
no.
That's what I'd be worried about.
Oh, yes.
I'm like,
no.
Double down.
They're home robbing me right now.
Oh, no. Oh, this
hilarious.
But again, like, he did it. He did it to himself, Mark.
Yes. It's a self-inflicted wound.
Well, hey, when the tractor supply calls and said, hey, you know that thing you ordered 2 weeks ago? It's in. You got to go.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, take care.
Yeah, you didn't even use their home delivery system.
Yeah, right? Like, there's so many. Like, Instacart goes to the tractor supply,
yeah, sure.
Right?
They
like,
go anywhere.
I don't want to pay those fees. I just bought two prostitutes. Phone number is 222-6000. Dan's on CMF. Hey, Danny boy, how are you?
So who was the high-priced lawyer that got caught in this thing at the Gates Hotel a few years ago?
I know, I remember that, but it was a while. Like, I remember that story you're talking about, yeah.
Yes, so isn't prostitution illegal? I mean, you know, if you... or a crime? I mean, is that, like, okay... we don't even have to, we just arrest you for prostitution?
Well, yeah.
Hasn't this man suffered enough?
And it's, I mean, it's a low, it's a low level offense, Dan. I mean, I think that the larceny would.
It's an appearance ticket.
Yeah, yeah, eclipse the prostitution charge, Dan. I mean, yeah, look, I get where you're coming from, but if you don't catch him in the act, what do you got?
I have no clue. I don't know how they do that.
Well, you've been fired from the break room law firm, Dan.
All right. Well, man, another career down the drain.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
And apparently they haven't gotten his car back.
No, I mean, the report that we have, it's just they're gone. No report on getting the car back.
Carjack.
After getting.
Carjack. You got house jack, carjack.
Maybe there was stuff happening in the car. I don't know. Like,
Poor guy.
If you got two prostitutes.
Yeah.
Which one sits in the front seat? Is there like a hierarchy? Is it the better looking one?
Obviously the better looking one.
Well, no. Well, what if
I see you going down the road, I put the better looking one up front.
But what if the other one's better with directions?
I don't think. Well, actually, prostitutes are very good with directions.
That's what I'm saying.
They read people and they really have a good sense of direction.
I would also love to know, because Brockport's out there, right? It's a country town.
Yeah.
Are these ladies of the night that frequent the Brockport area, or did this guy have to go and pick them up?
He may have made a call, like an escort call.
Okay.
How far do they travel? Honestly,
I mean, they would come out to the suburbs. I mean, there's alcohol services where they could come to you.
But see, here's the thing. That means they would have had their own car.
Yeah, but it could be a beater. What do they care? And by the way, they could double back and go get the car.
Yeah, well, they're
unless
robbing his house.
Drop them off.
I mean, they just ran up there, go back and get your set of wheels, and we're out of here.
Yeah, it's a great point. Phone number is 222. I'm sorry, Kimmy, were you going to say something?
Nope.
Phone number is 222-6000 again, talking about this man out in the Brockport area. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, he hired two prostitutes, had them in his house, decided he needed to go to the tractor supply. Couldn't find his primary set of car keys, grabbed his backup. They all hopped in the car. He parked in a Burger King parking lot adjacent to the tractor supply. Went in by himself, was in there for 15 minutes. When he walked out, he realized that the two prostitutes had stolen his Honda while inside the tractor supply.
And it's also weird that he just didn't pull up into the tractor supply. Why did he park in the Burger King lot to walk over to the tractor supply?
Is he afraid of people seeing him with those women?
Well, you would see them at Burger King.
Well, no, because you're far enough away. Maybe that parking lot was like empty. Maybe we don't know what time of day it was.
True.
That is weird.
I would make the assumption that he didn't want to be seen with two women that people don't normally see him with. Could this man have been married, maybe?
All right.
Possibly.
All right. Okay.
Small town.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's Brockport. Everybody knows
Brockport. You left the house.
Look, man. Look. Yes, there's several questions. In fact, Scott here is going to tell us. He thinks he knows why they went to the tractor supply. He's on CMF. Hey, Scott. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Well, I'm a farmer, so I got some farm animals.
Okay.
And I go to Tractor Supply, and I have to buy needles. And when you buy needles, you got to sign all this paperwork, and it's all locked up, and I'm thinking that's probably why he was at Tractor Supply.
Okay, that would make sense.
These prostitutes needed their shots?
Well, that's all you got. Scott, thanks for the call.
I thought he was going to get one of them big insemination gloves.
No, you don't want that. Stop that. Stop that. He was doing the hand thing. No. All right, that makes sense.
Could be one more thing that happened here.
What?
And you're gonna think I'm crazy. What if he couldn't pay him?
Oh.
Take my car.
Oh. Well, no. What, a car's worth two?
Bro, it could be a piece of crap car.
But then why would you report it?
Because then you get the insurance.
Well, but then what if they find the women?
Then I'm screwed.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, that is the least likely of
this
story.
Okay, but it could be a thing. Because I've known guys that couldn't afford things, so they go, hey, take this.
But they could have just, like, stolen it from your house.
Yeah, but you got to make it look like you got played a little bit.
You could have destroyed the car.
True.
You're the worst criminal ever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.